Welcome back to Therapy Thursdays. Pew, 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 pew. What's up, everybody? It's Thursday.
I think it's Throwback Thursdays. You got it all mixed up.
Is it? I mean, Throwback Thursday, Therapy Thursday. It's all the same.
I mean, it kind of works, right?
Throwback therapy. Like we can talk about childhood trauma.
No, because we can talk about like a throwback to last week when I had anxiety.
Oh,
you ever think
every
about
week's
that way?
A throwback. What's up?
Exactly.
All right, kicking us off. Ashat, what did you want to talk about this week that made you anxious, or what do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? Man, that's a big question. I can definitely talk about what caused a little bit of anxiety. Not this week, but sort of in the last 2 weeks. I kind of an outdoors guy. I enjoy camping and stuff. So, and I haven't been camping with my dad in years, basically ever since I lived at home, 10, 12 years ago, maybe. And so he wanted to go on a camping trip, and he's been wanting to go for a while. So I finally agreed to it, and we planned it out. And so before the trip, I was feeling a little anxious because I didn't know what I would do. I've mentioned before, mine and my dad's relationships, you know, there's strain on it every now and then. And we get more along now than we used to. But it's you know, what do I talk to him about for 2-3 days with us just being there sort of in the wild with nothing else going on? So I was feeling a little bit anxious. But then I sat down and thought about it. And I'm by the time I, you know, get through doing everything, especially when you go camping, right? There's so much to do. You set stuff up, you do this, you do that, you go fishing, you're always doing something most of the time. I was we'll talk, but it's not going to be as bad as I think it is. And so we went on the trip, and it was actually fine. You know, his friend was there as well, and we surprisingly all got along pretty decently. I had a little bit of anxiety before going, just about the experience of it and what would happen, what would I do, how I would feel. But I think once I realized that I'm not just going to be sitting there doing nothing for 3 days straight, and there's no expectation for me to come up with stuff to talk about for 3 days with my dad, definitely calmed things down a little bit. But funny enough, while I was there, so it's the first night and we're going to bed. And, you know, I was sleeping in my own tent, and my dad and his friend had a bigger tent that they were sharing. And so I go to bed and I knock out, and I wake up maybe an hour or two later, and I hear my dad talking, and he thinks there's animals outside. And, you know, we're in the wild. Of course there's animals out there. I'm you know, they'll probably, maybe they heard noise. They'll probably just realize that it's something small and go back to bed. So I went back to sleep. An hour later, I wake up again. They're still up. They're still talking about these animals that are skittering around. So I'm okay, well, maybe they just woke back. So I go back to sleep. An hour later, still the same thing. And it was at this point that I realized that I think my dad's afraid of getting eaten by an animal. So I think he was feeling anxious all night. And there wasn't much I could do, right? It's middle of the night. And I talked to him about it before, and he knows too that these animals are there for food. As long as there's no food in the tent, they're not gonna come after you. But it was just interesting, sort of seeing that in someone else, and trying to, you know, help, and telling him and trying to work through what exactly is causing his anxiety and taking away his sleep. And we found out what was causing it. Right, it was the fact that he thought animals were going to come and eat him in the middle of the night. But, you know, we had taken necessary precautions, and I don't know how much else you could have done except maybe, I don't know, build a fort made of wood and iron and stuff with the door, basically build a house so the animals couldn't get in. But that was an interesting little thing I found out while on my trip.
That's why you always camp with an RV. And
that's not camping.
Not in a tent. That's camping. That's camping. You're in the woods.
That is not camping, man.
Same thing.
That's fake camping. That's
glamping.
That's moving your house with you while you go.
Yeah, and
that's
how you protect from animals. A lot of kids are afraid of the dark because they're afraid of monsters under their bed. When you go camping, there's animals. Animals exist, bro.
When you're sleeping in a tent, there's no bed. There's no monsters underneath your bed, bro.
No, right. I'm saying that when you're a kid, it's monsters in the dark. When you're an adult, it's animals in the dark, animals in the woods. And the difference when you're an adult is those animals exist.
I mean, I'm an adult enough. I'm not really scared. I mean, there's animals in the woods.
Why'd you say that's so scary? Like, I'm not scared.
I'm just trying to add some dramatic effect to...
I guess. That's good.
Nah, they're animals, right? Like, that's what they do. We're going into their territory. It's like, I don't know why you should be scared. And there's, like, you know, 30 other people, like, 30 other groups around you. And we weren't, like, on the outskirts of the camp. We were actually, like, sort of in the middle. So, if animals came, they were bound to attack one of the other ones first. I would hear yelling. And then I might get up and get scared. But, like, chances of it coming straight to me, very, very low. I'd say almost non-existent.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you have strength in numbers. But spoiler, we're all animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why should I be scared of my fellow brethren?
There we go. overall, it sounds like, you know, you handled it well. And, you know, hopefully on the dead time, you just, you know, brought up the podcast and just played it in the background. Like, oh, hey, let's just listen to this. It's just two guys on the radio.
I definitely did not do that.
I
did talk a little bit about meds, though. I don't know, the topic of anxiety, or I think we were talking about him not being able to sleep, and topic of anxiety came up, and I was like, you know, one of my friends came out with this thing called meds, and, you know, it's about meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep, and I sort of went through it a little bit. I explained what each of them were, and he's like, yeah, that's a great idea, that's really good, but I don't know, hopefully he tries it out and likes it and does it. It was actually, I did have a very interesting conversation about meditation, because he thought that meditation was just prayer. He's like, yeah, you're basically just praying, like, in to the Buddhist gods or, like, whatever, right? Wherever meditation comes from, the gods of that. And I'm like, no, I was like, prayer is a form of meditation, but meditation in and of itself isn't prayer. And I had to go through some of the stuff we've talked about on the podcast and explain, you know, what meditation is and sort of how it works. So that was a very productive conversation, I think.
That's good. Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions out in the world, right? Like, you could kind of be meditating if you're just, like, vegging out, watching TV, and in, like, a very relaxed state, right? It's not the same as, like, practice meditation, but it is still, like, a state of relaxation that allows you to kind of, like, de-stress from what's going on around you in a lot of ways. And a lot of people, you know, will end up doing that. They, like, go home, turn on the TV, sit for, like, 20 minutes, watch TV, and then, like, then go make food, do whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would call that meditation, but it's definitely a way of de-stressing and relaxing. But how about you, Matt? Any significant thing happened to you this week, or any anxiety about anything this week?
Mine's pretty simple. I you know, I've been trying to be really productive. A lot of things are still shut down due to the pandemic, trying to, like, work on side projects, do a ton of shit, and I just went a little overboard with Mr. Coffee. And if
Mr.
I have
Coffee
way too much caffeine and sugar, then I start to get super antsy and very, like, panicky, and it's you know, it's inducing anxiety, and it does that for a lot of people if you drink enough. And even though, like, I know that that's a side effect of too much caffeine, it still doesn't make it suck any less when you get to the point you're, like, jittery and you're like, oh fuck, how do I, like, calm this down? So there are, like, ways to calm things down, but typically what I end up doing in that situation is I go, like, I just, like, write down three things I have to do, just whatever it is, but they have to be physical things, so it can't be, like, research a new, you know,
find a new cure for cancer,
yeah, or, like, research, like, a product or something I want to buy. Like, it can't be that. It has to be, like, you need to, like, rearrange the everything in the garage, and I just go and I burn off that energy by like going through like shit in the garage. But okay, let me like rearrange the weights and make sure everything's put away and this and this and this, and just give myself a bunch of tasks. Cause I know the second that I don't and I just think about it, I go, holy shit, I'm vibrating. Right. And yeah. You're like, you're just, oh shit. Like you get way too into the physical. So I just try to move and just progress on something and take my mind off of it. So, that's kind of the whole point of it, is to be more productive. But at the same time, it's like, I like being like a chill level of productive. I don't want to always be like that manic, crazy, like, oh my God, I have to go do whatever. And then like, next thing you know, I'm building like a goddamn birdhouse for the birds outside, even though I don't give a shit about the birds and it's 100 degree heat.
That's funny. Coffee definitely has that effect on people. I get like that too. I've significantly reduced my caffeine consumption recently, and I like how as we're talking about coffee, I'm assuming you're drinking some coffee.
Yeah, I made coffee before the podcast. And
yeah, are you gonna get all jittery on me and start getting up and building shit while we're trying to record?
No. This is control. Don't worry, I don't have a problem. I can handle it. You know, it was a one off.
Are you microdosing on caffeine?
No, I'm macrodosing the fuck out of it.
That's funny. But no, that's a good point. And, you know, it's good that you realize that it's from the caffeine. And even though it sucks, you're at least using it to your benefit, right? And you're doing something productive with it. Instead of realizing that it sucks, knowing it's from caffeine, and just, like, sitting there and wallowing in your misfortune for drinking too much caffeine.
Yeah, I've done the same thing with like Bang energy drinks. Usually I'll drink like a quarter of it or like half it, because I think it's 300 milligrams of caffeine for one can. And one time I had it on my desk and I was just drinking it as I was doing work. And like, I can finish the whole can. And next thing you know, I had that moment when like, you know, like in TV shows and the character like looks into the camera and being like, that's the moment he fucked up. I just all of a sudden felt like my heart rate like starts spiking and I'm like, oh shit. So that was productive because I rearranged my closet. What's up?
And nice. In that
particular instance, yeah, because I was like, go do something now because I could just feel it creeping on. And then, you know, all of a sudden, like, you look at your fingertips and you're just like, yeah, I'm like literally buzzing right now. Okay.
Everything's tingling.
Yeah, everything was tingling. And I was like, oh, God, what have I done? And they're like, wait, what's the half-life on caffeine? And it's, you know, the fucking half-life's like 6 hours or something. That's why even if you drink caffeine early in the day, it can still affect your sleep later in the day. If you want to have good sleep, the best way to do it is have no caffeine. But that's not where I'm at right now in life.
Interesting. I didn't know that was a half-life on caffeine.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. I know it's pretty long, and it can affect you later in the day. I think if you drink it any time after, like,
3 p.m., I believe, is the
cutoff. No, it was, like, early. It was, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah. Before, when I've read into it, it was like, if you have it after 3, like, you're definitely messing up your sleep. I'm sure it still affects it earlier too, right? But I think 3 was like the minimum that you should do it, because after that point, it's like, you're definitely gonna affect your sleep.
Yeah, I think it's like, if you have anything, some articles, like, it was like before like 11 or whatever, it'll affect it, but it won't like be like you can't sleep,
right?
Because there's times when I'll work out after work and I go to the gym and I'll have pre-workout because I'm just tired for the day. And then I can't sleep till like fucking 2 in the morning because I'm like, Jesus Christ.
See, I can actually have caffeine and go to sleep and it doesn't cause me any problems.
Damn, lucky you.
You know, I was reading something recently, and someone was saying that the most effective way to have caffeine is to drink coffee and then take a 20-minute nap right after, as soon as you drink it. I guess caffeine takes about like 20 to 30 minutes to like take effect. So like, you drink coffee, you take a quick nap, and then you wake up, and like your nap and the caffeine together, like the relaxation of the nap and like the energy of the caffeine, just give you like that extra boost that you need.
I dig it. Maybe I'll try that out.
Yeah. But no, sounds like you handled yourself very well, and you turned your caffeine induced anxiety into something productive. And yeah, I think that's very important, realizing what it is and then putting a positive turn to it.
Yeah, and the other side of that too is I've also like tried to time it out better after that, you know what I mean? Like, Because a lot of times if I'm home on the weekend, like, I'll drink coffee, you know, make some coffee and then drink it. And then, like, an hour later, I'll just be, like, bored after whatever I've done. And I'm like, oh, let me just go make coffee. Not realizing, oh, you should probably wait a few more hours before you jump back into this. So the root cause was there. And then the preventative action is to drink more water and pace out the doses of it more effectively in the future, which I've been trying to do.
That makes sense. Awesome. I think that's it for this week then.
Yep. Sounds good. This was a little bit more low key than other weeks, but hey, you know what? Some weeks are really good and all you have to worry about is too much caffeine, and other weeks you got to worry about pandemics, and that's just life, baby.
It's just how anxiety works.